Kafayin Zayin is discusses in terms of what brachas you make during a suda. So probably growing up, so the seder davar is basically pass. Somebody comes to a suda, maybe a pass. So the seder davar only passes two things. Not two things, a lot of things. But one thing a pat is anything which you eat together with bread. You have like a peanut butter jelly sandwich. You put the chicken on your bread. You put anything on your bread. A pat is it because like tafel of the bread. We did ikar a tafel. And then there's another chiddush in bread that anything which is coming for the ikar chilek of the suda is coming as zbia, coming to fill a person up. Well, it's called malafis is a pass in halachic terminology. So someone which malafis is a pass, which is basically coming as zbia. So then that's something which does not need a bracha. Anything which doesn't fit one of those two things, that you need to deal with the bread, or it's not mainly coming to fill you up, so then over there you're going to have to need a bracha. So go like to the extreme. There's something which has no sheikhas like to bread, or something which is not coming to fill you up. For example, you take a snack in the middle of the meal. You want to pop a little popcorn, or take a little chocolate, bisli, if you like that, candy, or anything, all of the above. So those are things which it's not coming to fill you up. It doesn't go together with bread. And therefore, it's something which would need a bracha. What examples which would not need a bracha? Chicken, meat, fish, macaroni, kugel. What else do you have in the meal? Lakshin, soup. All these things are things which are main things, brekkas, things which are coming to fill you up, coming last spia, therefore we're not need a bracha. So we'll discuss ice cream for a second. So, kipshute, what should be on the gather? We just said, what should be like on ice cream? Charish in a bracha is coming for something that's not something which is rachos asuda, and therefore kipshute, you should need a bracha. Now, there's a true from which a fine thing which says that on drinks, ice cream, we're not clear, is it oichel, is it a mashka? And drinks is something which we're not going to make a bracha, so we'll speak about that soon. But if ice cream, I have a different mashka, if we don't make a bracha on ice cream. Now that the Velt doesn't understand, because if you have a drink, which is no shaykhus as suda, you take like a chocolate malted or something, no shaykhus as suda, you would also made a bracha. There's no gzeis kasev. The reason why drinks, they also get drinks like this, like I'll go to drinks in a second. If you take a drink during a suda, do you need a bracha? So the Mechaber in Kufayin Dal, I think it was, discusses that one Shita says that, yeah, maybe you should need a bracha, why not? Some say that you don't need a bracha, why? Because being in a chil b'shtia, it's normal for a person to drink when you eat. Chatav Savata, it's even a din. Because the Muslim will say there's a din that a person should, when he washes, a person should drink the Shita Samordechai in order to bench. It's a noble thing to do. Therefore, Messiah is that as like a chilek of the Suda. So that's the reason why we don't make a bracha on drinks during the Suda. Abbas of Mechaber does bring down that Ritz and Stalik Mena Safik, Yeshua Kerem Natila of Makh Sudasa, Vivarcha Dasis, Tech Sudasa. Mechaber does bring down, it's all like this, right? Do you make a bracha on a drink during a Suda? And she says, yeah. Machita says you don't because when we talk about stuff, you should drink beforehand. And the more reason the minute Kisari Shaina, the minute is that we don't make a bracha. But like upon him, all you say is because age shtia belachila, but rather drink, which is no shaykh sasuda, kipshutai, that's something which you yes in a bracha. And then from the pashtas that davar is that of the ice cream needs a bracha. Now there are those which have like a manhaga that they eat a samatha with bread. Never saw that?
I did see it. Kind
of
do like the Paris thing?
Yeah, like the Paris thing.
Ice cream and bread. I didn't see
Paris. Yeah, ice cream and bread. Like, but also, the time of that
Israel
is...
Israel Newman ate the foods with the dessert. Maybe they served like ice cream. I don't think...
Aaron was, they say, where Aaron had some type of chash about it. I remember. Chash is that it doesn't really go together even, like the ice cream and the... It's not malafas to pass. It doesn't really go together with it. And maybe like Paris, it's like... But sometimes no shaykhus to it, should tell you. Because basically, the halacha l'maisa, you make bracha ice cream, haritz l'hachmer, take a candy, fine. But if you have brachas, because they're bigger, then you can make bracha on your ice cream. You should. Now, there's another whole sefer cheshbon you could throw in that we said before. Is it a mashka? Is it a eichel? You know, how do we make an ice cream? So, if you made kiddush, yayin pat is mashkin. So maybe there's extra cheshbon to say that if you're asking for Zamashkin, see, I pat the Zamashkin. So, you know, there's a cheshbon like that.
That was that he should go out of his way to drink wine to.
No, you made Kiddush, Friday night, right? And then, see, I pat his Shamashkin. So therefore, is it sad to say that maybe ice cream is the Damascus? Maybe part of it. It
helped with Ali Geffen as well. To get out of that bear like
now what?
It would help. Maybe you have a problem if you don't be sure how the iron and you don't have often.
What will help that? What?
You've been using it to pass to the glider.
Oh, to the path to the glider, right. Okay, whatever. You know, maybe. Yes, question, because I'll come on naked dinner about the passes, but I won't do yes.
Even in that case, you make a.
Yeah, if I think when we match, we might take a. You know, if you want, you could go ahead and do it. So, kids are. So we went like extremes. We went like meal foods, and then we have like things no shaykhs to the meal. Then there are things which I guess we could call a little more debatable. Fruit for the first course. So the question is, what's that? So, or fruit for dessert. So there is something called Eretavis Amaychal, right? Certain things like appetizers, like they help you open up your stomach in order to eat. So the place can say that if you have a if you have something like a sour fruit, like grapefruit or something like that, that's our type of samaychal. Which was not said. If you have something like a sweet fruit, like honeydew, cantaloupe, watermelon, that's something which is not our type of samaychal. Therefore, one should make a brach on it for the first course.
Why do people do that?
Why do they do or don't?
Like, why did melon become like a first course thing?
I don't know.
It's not.
Okay. Is Eretav Samachal? I don't think so. I think it's like a sour thing. Now, I want to say something where it's like this Eretav Samachal business, like, what's the deal with it? Like, you know what it is? Like, you eat something to open up, like, get you hungry, and like.
I thought I know what it is, but not what it says in the Paiskim. The Zay Sabracha sounds like Jerome just said. I thought it's very grub. Whatever gets you going.
What gets you going?
I don't know.
I guess it's a town in the middle of a share.
A Gishmak Kamput gets me going.
Jerome's just in the middle of a share. The rough's just in the middle of the chair.
I can find him. Yeah. What are you saying? That,
I'm saying, Kantra, not the science, Shabai, that the. What
I don't, he said it yesterday. Fish told him, like, no one knows what they're doing nowadays, but what state is that? Like, nobody. But if it's other times, I'm like, yeah, find out. I can find him, yeah. So that's in terms of appetizer. Now, in terms of okay, what else when we brought us doing this? So we spoke about things on Shaykh Suda. Wine, right? There's a cheshivas to it. So we spoke about the Kavain Dalit. Wine has a cheshivas to it, therefore even Tekhus Suda you make a bracha. If you had made a bracha before, like Kiddush, so Mishwur says depends. If you're ruggle drink wine, then a pat is it. If you're not ruggle to drink wine, then you would have to make another bracha if you have wine during the Suda. We mentioned Rav Yasser's crusade against grape juice, that the other grape juice makers have the chashivas. We said the minhag ha'olam is not like that, the minhag ha'olam is that. The minhag ha'olam is that has a chashivas, and you would yes make a bracha. Now, in terms of fruit soup. Oh, we'll go to kompot for dessert. Okay, we'll go to kompot for dessert. So, Shmuel brings down over here that if you have this stuff for dessert, the kompot, Matt pairs a vushel, the kenuach, so you have for dessert, kompot, ain't boil a mezzan klal, it's not going to be a klal, it's a kenuach, therefore you need a bracha. So you have this kompot, like, you know, kompot is like fruit thing, you have to go ahead and make a bracha. Now, the issue is the famous, who is it? I think it was of Shmuel Shvab, of Rudiman, that they were buying Chavis Chaim's house, and they saw that he did not make a bracha on cup of a dessert. So the question is, why did he not make a bracha on cup of a dessert? So some want to say, I think, I can't remember the Rudiman of Shmuel Shvab, they want to say that he was Chaser. So he holds that you have to go out and make a bracha, and he holds you don't have to make a bracha. Rosh Hashanah others bring down that the Esses son, and they said that Seif Yom Avihel, that being that he really wasn't so much of a dessert. He didn't eat so much, and he just like ate it as part of his meal. It's something which filled him up. So therefore, Seif Yom Av, therefore.
You still have to do pass or whatever.
What did I say?
You have to do pass, even if it's for last week or whatever. Paris.
No, Paris is Baal. If he had something which is a Gavuli type of thing, And he said like this, if you bring parrots at the end, like Kinua Chasuda, so that's not Mosa Klaus, it's Kinua Chasuda. But if it's something which, what do you say?
Well, that's the other Mishnah Berurah, by having fruit during a Suda. By Tzimis,
you mean. By the Tzimis, the white dinner, whatever. Yeah.
There's a me and Yaakov have learned, so I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. The Chayre Peris, even if it's coming to the Mosa, you at least need bread at the beginning.
No.
I'm not sure on this, Yaakov, well.
No, we discussed with other rabbi.
He's saying because...
Peris, even if it's brought the Iker Suda,
no, you well, still need to pass the beginning. No, well, if it was like a compote dish, which the Berurah discusses, and it was coming to the Chavetz Chaim as a Muslim,
yeah, these are things which are his bottom. Yeah, that was right. It's all Shmuas, I'm saying, from like stories, and he didn't change it in the Mishnah Berurah, right? And therefore, definitely, you know, most Pesachim hold, you know, that like Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah, that about that one would yes make a bracha on it, and it's just coming for Kinuach, and therefore you would go ahead and make a bracha. Now, but again, Paris, so it's put down in Sif Gimel that if somebody's committed a Suda al Paris, that makes a Machos a Suda. And even if you eat the Paris, boy, pass, you'll make a bracha, v'yishcholken. If it says, Toiv, Shech, v'tchilim, a Paris, and pass, you should get the beginning of a little Paris, and pass, and then you'll make a bracha, left name of Acharei. Now, the workers in the game, yeah, Shal Shadus, right? Yeah. Not much going on in Shal Shadus, so, right? No, it's okay. I'm not.
We just said the apshik for sure.
Okay. How do you have? Yeah, fine. So because you eat a little Paris at the beginning, you guys make a shalshus. So that's the one case we may be to get. That if your only thing having is Paris, that's called kveis on Paris. So therefore, toiv that you eat a little Paris with the pass, and then everything else will be tuffle to it, and you would not make a bracha. That would be a classical case of that. Yeah, nobody gave fruit soup. So the shayla is fruit soup. You know, fruit soup is they have like it's a replacement for soup. So so place can break down. They want to say that fruit soup maybe has a dim like a soup. No, just like a soup we say is like machmas suda. It could be this is that type of thing, which would be machmas suda.
So fruit salad should be the same then, no?
What do you say?
So fruit salad with
things of Mishra has a suffix if you have pass. And the only reason you're having pass is just to pat to the food. You're not really so interested in it. So he says, any chavetz lechol pass, oichol ma'pass ke lepoitam, kasu achreinim yishtapik ke lepoitam l'shechem, it's not dinful of pass, because since you don't want to eat the pass, therefore, it's not really coming to pat. He says, kol shkem, we eat pachasim gazayas, or ayulai, since the oichol ma'pass ke lepoitam pass, it's enough. Therefore, he says, this oichin is best, much better to make a bracha on other things, and not to eat the pass at all. He says, Shabbos, you don't have a choice. So therefore he says, over there, everything's going to be tough to pass. Now, Ramesh and Shuva, he goes one with the halach that pachas mi kezayis, he says, it's not going to patter. But if it's going to be kezayis, then he holds that it's going to be patter. But either way.
Even if you're eating it.
Yeah, that's Ramesh's opinion. Mishra does not like that. Mishra says, Shabbos, you have to eat it there for a patter. The other time you say, he would not like you to go ahead and... not like you to go ahead and do it. I forgot to mention Yaish. Somebody has Yaish. So Mishmur in Kafaynalam testing exam. So I'm going to say I have to make a bracha to Chasuda because it's not Machas Achila Shtia. Like we mentioned before, I'm usually going to make a bracha because Chata Savata. Magram says you don't need a bracha because it's Ara Tavis Amaychel. The whiskey is coming later to Tavis Amaychel. That fits with you, Yaakov, or it doesn't fit with you? I'm not sure.
This was what I was referring to.
Yeah. That's Machas Asuda. Who didn't pay his bill? Maham Shet Tavis Achila. Lemon meluchim is ice meluach. That's something which now would not need a bracha. I'm saying, why does the sour ones like the lemonish meluchim or zayis meluach like use like salty strong things? Like that's an example. That's Lara Tavis HaMichael. Like, why does he give those examples as opposed to something sweet?
What the Rav's asking, Kashemi.
Yeah.
That I thought was like a time thing. It just depends.
Society.
I'm all they were tougher. Now everybody's
about
what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that part. Chenetika is a but he brings down a machlekes whether it's, he says, Betzim, if you're having whiskey during the meal, Betzim, he would like to do the Shitila Mechaber, that Betzim would be better to drink a little before, because it's a very big suffix. It says the ma'isa of the megalim is to be meikel and yishlam alismich. Megalim is at the meikel yishlam alismich, but Basim says that. So plush it. Now if he says that's only tichasud, if you drink it like for dessert, then he says that for sure needs a bracha. It's just coming like for lahakal zamazin, and you have to go and make a bracha.
Any liquor needs.
During the suda, he says, "Minig is be meikel." Maybe better to make a bracha beforehand. If it's at the end, you're just having a little.
A liquor, not a whiskey. I'm a liquor. It's the same thing.
It's a different thing. It's not machmas a suda. You're having a little. Then he brings out the chayadim. If you drink coffee, you have to finish the suda or tea, right? The English have tea. He says that's coming to achal mazin, and if you have to make a bracha on it, then Mishmi says that's not mukhrach. He says better to patter the with a little bit of sugar to patter the coffee. So if Kitzur comes out, this way again, if you have coffee or tea for dessert, make a bracha on the sugar in order to go ahead and patter the coffee. Right, now we had a gear kafayim vav, go back 2 minutes, that this is a shayah kafayim vav, is like if you meet brachas before the meal, what do you make a bracha chayna, and what things that you mamshach the meal, and go ahead and patter. So the phrase you say this time is like, just make a bracha before the meal, Mishmur says at the end, not such a great idea to be garen bracha sheni tzvicha. Therefore, if you're going to eat bati, lachem, and also gomrach shetzvichah, you have to go mitzvah lachem, pata, everything else. Yeish eimim, if you like it better, so then he says you have to do it. Things like yeish eimim, but you know, it's definitely not so pashut to go ahead and just make a bracha on something beforehand, if it's something which is gomrach shetzvichah. Now on Shabbos, there's a minig which some people have to make a mezonos beforehand. The kiddush, they have mezonos and they wash right afterwards. But Alach Reish Mates has a whole discussion about it. Not so thrilled about it. Garam Bracha Sheni Tzricha, and not so excited about it. Is a Shulchan Aruch Rav which says on Shabbos it's okay to Garam Bracha Sheni to be Mabur Bebrachas, and therefore. Therefore, there are those who have that minig. But basically, if you have a minig beseder, but if you don't have the minig, Mishmur is not so into it. You know, making having the zaynus right beforehand, he's not so into it. Now, benegeya, the bracha achreino. Hainchi meisa mokam zavshon shvim achmer. Yeah. Now, benegeya. And Rishon Tess. Now, Benegeya, Bracha, Achreina, so start with, I guess, we'll go through the different cases. So, besides something that's no shaykhs to the Suda, then Avada, you would make a Bracha, Achreina. And if you start a Suda, make a Bracha, Achreina. So, what's called something that's no shaykhs to the Suda? So, if it's something which you would have to make a Bracha during the Suda, like there's no shaykhs to the Suda, and you eat it before the Suda, so. And you have a shear, so about these to go ahead and make a bracha right now before the suda. My kasher, let's say a little chocolate before the suda, then you wash. A little popcorn. So about in that situation, that's a b'yisoid, there's no shaykhus to the suda. So therefore, you should go ahead, if you have a shear, you should go ahead and make a bracha achren in it. If it's something which you're going to eat during the suda, also, take a little chocolate now, and you can also pop some chocolate before the suda. So the chocolate now is going to patter the food during the Suda, therefore has a shaykhus to the Suda, and therefore you're not going to make a bracha achreina. But if you're not eating it during the Suda, then you'd have to go ahead and make a bracha achreina. That's call number one. Call number two is that Mishmur is going to Paris. Let's just say Paris. So if it's a type of Paris, you should make a bracha during the Suda. So you make one bracha, you patter it, and it passes during the suda. If it's all tzarek suda, then you don't make a bracha. Mashenkin, if you want to eat prayers during the suda, why do you make a brain of fashas before you eat the suda? And even if you already washed, you have to make a bracha teicha suda.
What's talking about that Mishabur here only says if you washed and not if you benched by mashke, that aren't shaykhs the earlier he says even if you benched.
Hold on a second, I'll forget that. Now, if you eat something before the Suda, someone who doesn't need a bracha in the Suda, like I have chicken beforehand, right? You have chicken beforehand. So now you have a chicken in the Suda. So you don't make a bracha chicken. You don't make a bracha chicken during the Suda. So therefore, as no shaykh as a Suda. So therefore, that is the case. You have to make a bracha before the Suda. Okay, no shaykh. And there's basically some shaykh as a Suda. The ways against shaykh as a Suda is one of three cases. a sandwich maker a bracha during the Suda, therefore by foreign is gonna make it. It's Lara Tavis Amaychal. He says before also later on, if they eat before and it's coming, Lara Tavis Amaychal, that's something which also could be something which could have some shayves to the Suda.
What was the first thing you have said? That you're patering a bracha?
Patering a bracha, or something which is Lara Tavis Amaychal.
Kiddush.
What do you say?
Kiddush.
Yeah, now, but Negea, Passover kiss, and then Negea, this you have cake beforehand. This means Negea, you have cake. Let's say the Shabbos Kiddush cake, you have cake beforehand. So Shaila is, should you go ahead and make a bracha, achreina, or not? So that the Berlacha says, like we shall have already, that Passover Kislin has a din of a Suffolk Pass. So we have Passover Kislin has a Suffolk Pass. Narvas, since Yonah of the time, we just make a Mizoinus on it. But Betzem, it has a din of Suffolk Pass. So therefore, it's like the Mishnah Berurah, Betzem, because Mazin really, maybe Betzem, it's like a Suffolk Pass, and the he really should make a Berkaz Mazin. We don't do Mitzam Suffolk. So therefore, Betzem, the Berkaz Mazin really has Shaykhus to it. And therefore, in that type of case, you should not make a bracha achreina. You should be soimach on the Birkas HaMazon, because the Birkas HaMazon had some mitam safek would go ahead and pata that. He says, "Nira after the zu year the chav the hadid after mashal chavikaidem, so it'd be a little better to have kavana because it might say safek, right? But the etzem beside it would be okay."